Chapter 25, Skin, a covering only God could create. Human skin is an amazing organ. To detail some, and certainly not nearly all, of the functions of skin, it acts as a barrier to toxic materials and foreign invaders. When an invader tries to enter the body, the skin screams. It's a base for sensory reception. It can detect everything from a caress to a hard blow. It's an immunologic source of hormones for protective cell differentiation. It helps to regulate blood pressure and blood flow. It actually absorbs substances and transfers them to other organs. It regulates temperature. It's involved in the metabolism and storage of fat. It regulates water and salt metabolism through the process of sweating. And Adam was about to learn more about sweating. It synthesizes important compounds such as vitamin D. It's an acidic barrier that protects against certain bacteria. It is a self-cleanser. Now, the skin does all that and more. God created skins of all types and colors, just as he filled his world with different colors of plants and animals. So God also applied his creative palette of color to human skin. And Satan hated the beauty of it all. He made it his priority to try to use skin color to create enmity and division between humans. But God creates with unity. I believe God's covering for Adam and Eve was like the undercovering of Jesus, seamless without division. Look at the one visible part of your body that's seamless. It's your skin. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, divided them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one place from top to bottom. That was John chapter 19, verse 23. Well, I believe God not only disciplined Adam and Eve, but he also forgave, healed them, and covered them. He carefully prepared them for the outside world that they were about to experience.